那第四章第一节开始啊，就把它转换作我们以后洗礼以后要怎么生活。
And in chapter 4, it actually goes in to talk about what type of lifestyle should we live after we believe in Christ.
所以第四章第一节。
Let's look at verse 1, chapter 4.
基督在肉身受苦，你们也应当这样的心智做兵器，因为在肉身受苦的就已经与罪断绝。这个地方讲啊，基督在肉身受苦，这什么意思？
It says Christ suffered for us. What does this mean?
就是我们刚刚读第三章的十四节，十七节。
It corresponds with chapter 3, verse 14.
也就是基督为我们钉在十字架，这个叫做基督在肉身受苦。
And when Christ died for us on the cross, that means he suffered for us.
所以我们今天做他的儿女。
So today we are his children.
那我们做儿女之后呢？不可以再活在罪里面。
And after we become children of God, we should not continue to live in sin.
如果我们活在罪里面，谁最伤心？
So if we continue to live in sin, whose heart hurts the most?
如果我们受洗以后再活在罪里面，谁最伤心？主耶稣吧，因为他在十字架上这么痛苦，就是救我们脱离罪。那现在我们又回到罪里面，他真的是很痛苦啊，因为爱这么深那痛苦就更大了。
In fact, if we continue to live in sin after we are baptized, our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who hurts the most because he loves us so deeply. That's why he died for us on the cross. Because the more you love, the more hurt you will receive.
所以不犯罪有两个方法。
So in order not to sin, we have two methods.
第一个就是搬出来，你不怕吗？将来地狱硫磺火湖，从不会死，火不会灭。
So, 搬出来。
第一个让我们不犯罪，就是把这个搬出来吧，地狱的刑罚。
搬出来。
会让我们不犯罪有时候我们就要说服自己啊。
Okay, in order for
us not to sin. 犯罪的结果就是地狱从不会死，火不会灭啊。
Okay, so sorry. In order for us not to sin, then we have to convince ourselves that, well, you know, I do not want to live in the lake of fire where worms and all that will not die.
我也听过慕道朋友说没有关系，反正也不是我一个，有同伴。
And I have actually heard some true seekers who told me, you know what, I'm not the only one who's going to live in hell, so I'm okay with it.
所以有时候你只是用什么地狱吓不了他。
So if you use hell, the lake of fire to threaten others, it may not help.
因为他没有去过，他也没有看过，他不知道那有多可怕。
Because they have never been to hell, they have never been to experience that kind of intense fire. How would they know?
但是不犯罪有另外一个方法。
But in order not to sin, we actually have another method.
基督的爱。
And that is the love of God.
主耶稣爱我们这么多，为我们钉在十字架。
Because Christ loves us so much and he died for us on the cross.
你有没有想过十字架有多痛苦？
Have you ever pondered how painful it is to be nailed on a cross?
那你今天在神面前神看你多宝贵。
And in the eyes of God, you are all so precious.
你福气多大。
And look at the blessing that we have.
神真的很爱我们，不要犯罪。
Because God loves us so much that we should not sin.
有时候这更有力量。
And this is actually much more effective and more powerful.
神的爱感动我们心。
And because of the love of God, move us so we will not sin.
所以第一节的后面从今就要以这个为兵器。
So here it says we have to have the same mindset.
兵器第一节的中间，这样的心智为兵器。
It says we need to arm ourselves.
兵器就是要打战啊。
In order to arm ourselves, then we must be ready to fight.
打战那个敌人是什么？
So who are we fighting against?
就是第二节。
Verse 2.
你们存这样的心，从今以后就不可以从人的情欲，只从神的旨意。再是度余下的光阴。
Verse 2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
所以我们如果有受苦的心智，像主耶稣上到十字架为我们受苦那种心我们就不会犯罪。
And if we have the determination to suffer for doing good, then we will not sin.
为什么人不愿意受苦？
Why is it human do not? Why is it we do not want to suffer?
因为放纵情欲有快乐。
Because it's so pleasant, to you know to live in sin in the lust of sin.
所以罪的外面都包着快乐，不然的话，魔鬼会说：“你弟兄啊，来这边啊，这边很痛苦啊，谁会去犯罪？”
Because outside sin, I mean, pleasure and luxury, everything is all wrapped outside of sin.
但是你要把罪切断，这个欲望没有去满足就受苦了。
And if we decide to cut off sin, that desire is cut off, then we will, it's actually very painful.
但是如果因为基督的爱我们就可以这样做。
But because of the love of God, we can actually do this.
所以第三节。
Verse 3.
往日谁从外邦人的心行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群营，并可恶拜偶像的时候已经够了。我们还没有信主以前跟大家都一样了，放纵情欲在那里享受快乐。
It says here, for we have spent enough of our past time doing the will of the Gentiles.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
这些事上他见你不允他们同奔放荡无路，就以为怪毁谤你们。真的是这样哦。
It is true. They really think that it's so strange that we do not follow the reckless wild living.
本来有一群朋友。
And maybe in the past you had a group with friends.
你不喝酒了。
And now you don't drink.
那些朋友一个一个跑开啊。
And one by one they left you.
为什么？
Why?
因为觉得你越来越怪，怎么过去喝酒，现在不喝？
And they really think that you're strange because in the past you used to drink with them, but now you're not.
那我们不喝酒就会变成一个标准来定他的罪。
Because we do not drink, we become a standard of nailing the sin.
我们不再放纵情欲就会变成一个标准定他的罪。
Because we do not live according to the lust of flesh, so we actually nail them.
所以朋友好像越来越少。
So it seems like your Gentile friends are becoming less and less.
这是很自然的。
And that is actually very natural.
因为我们跟他走的路不一样。
Because the path that they walk is very different than ours.
那朋友越来越少，有时候这个也是一种苦啊。
So if we have less friends, it could become something that you suffer.
但是我能够受这样苦，因为主耶稣已经为我受苦。
And the reason why we can continue to suffer in this path because Christ has already suffered for us.
我们再看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第五节。他们必要将那审判活人属人面前交账。这个地方讲他们要在审判的主面前交账。
And verse 5, they will give an account in him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
所以我们在这个世界上看到人有一个最基本的观念是什么？
So in this world, we see something in common.
死一切就完了。
It seems like when people die, everything is over.
所以要趁着我活得快乐。
So while I'm still living, I need to live to the max.
活得快乐，很多人就
I need to live in pleasure.
跑去犯罪。
So now I go sin.
但是圣经里面就告诉我们，不是死就完了。
The Bible tells us that, you know, when we die, it's not the end.
所以这里讲要面对神的审判，要交账。
It says we need to face the Lord because we have to face judgment.
因此，我们今天不犯罪，另外一个原因就是要在神面前交账。
And that's one of the reasons why we do not want to sin because we have to give an account to Him who's ready to judge.
因为主的爱感动我，选召我，所以我不能得罪神。
Because of the love of God, He chose me, so that's why I do not want to sin.
也因为将来我要在审判前交账，所以我也不能够犯罪。
And because I will need to give an account of my life in front of God, so that's why I do not want to sin.
因此，要过敬虔的生活，要受苦。
That's why I want to live a godly life, and I need to suffer.
所以，到这个地方就是干粮了。
So here, really, it's solid food.
所以一个人要受洗之前不能够只讲福气。
So before we baptize, we must, it's not just about blessing.
福气要讲。
Yes, we can talk about blessing.
但是明天你要受洗。
But tomorrow you're going to be baptized.
我们现在告诉你。
And here I'm telling you.
什么是代价你要付。
And what is the price that we need to pay?
因为教会也发生过
Because it happens in church.
哦，为着让慕道者来受洗哦，比较硬的不敢讲，要守安息日也不敢讲。
And in the past, you know, we have two seekers who wanted to get baptized, but the you know church did not want to tell them, well, you got to keep the Sabbath, you got to do this and that.
Yeah, 或者要奉献十一捐也不敢讲。
And they're not to even mention, you know, offering tithes.
为着就是让他感觉很好，他才会受洗。
So that's because they want to make sure that they feel really good about knowing Christ.
但是问题来了，洗礼完了。
And problems come after baptism.
我们做基督徒常常在聚会听到就讲了。
And then, you know, during services, we hear sermons.
那有的听下去就没有办法吃下去。
And then when they listen to sermons pertaining to all that we just mentioned, they do not have the faith to continue.
所以恩典很大，但是你愿意付代价吗？
The grace is tremendous, but are we ready to pay a price?
主耶稣已经为着救我们，他已经付出他的代价。
And our Lord Jesus has already sacrificed everything. He already paid a huge price for us.
现在你愿意为着你自己的得救付代价吗？
So are you ready to pay a price for your salvation?
如果他说我愿意。
And if that person say yes,
他洗礼我们就比较放心。
And then that person after receiving baptism, then we are more confident.
因为为着那美好的基业。我们要付代价，你已经知道了，你已经决定了。
Because we know that we will receive this inheritance, so that's why we need to know everything in advance.
那我们再看第六节第七节。
Seven in chapter four.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。第八节。
Verse 8.
最要紧的要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。万物的结局近了。
It says the end of all things is at hand.
这个是2000年前写的。
And this book is written 2,000 years ago.
有时候我们在读彼得讲万物结局近，2000年都还没有来。
And when we read this verse, well, Peter said the end of the things, all things is at hand, but it has been 2,000 years and Jesus is not here yet.
有可能还很早了。
And maybe it is still too early right now.
但是在彼得后书里面讲。
In 2 Peter.
我们看后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
第九节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
主的应许尚未成就，以为他是单言，不是单言，乃是宽容，不愿意有一个沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。第十节。
Verse 10.
主的日子要像贼来到一样。所以这个主两千年讲要来还没有来不是单言。
So when this was written 2,000 years ago and Jesus is still not here, it is actually not showing any slackness.
是宽容。
But he's actually long-suffering.
为什么？不愿意有一个人沉沦。
Because he's not willing that any should perish.
所以我们想想看如果主耶稣今天再来。
So let's think about if Jesus Christ were to come here today.
我可以得救吗？
Will I be saved?
我的家人可以得救吗？
Will my family members be saved?
我的亲戚可以得救吗？
What about my relatives?
那我们这样想我们就知道为什么主耶稣今天没有来。
And when we think in this manner, that's why we think about, that's the reason why Jesus is not here yet.
希望慢一天，慢一天，让更多人能够悔改得救。
And we are thinking, you know, just delay a little bit more, one more day, so that more people will be saved.
但是这个日子越久，这个神的愤怒越积越高。
And you have to think that the more Jesus delays, the wrath of God is greater.
所以你看到用那个信用卡有一个什么恩典期grace period.
So if you look at any credit cards that you apply, there is a grace period.
但你超过那个，再来你就要付钱了，要付罚款了。
And if you go beyond that figure, then you will have to pay the price.
所以如果我们一直到神忍耐到几点那个愤怒一倒下来不得了。
So if we continue to wait, just imagine the wrath of God, it's going to be tremendous.
所以彼得前书四章七节，万物结局近了。
So in 1 Peter chapter 4, when he talks about the end of all things is at hand.
如果我们死那一天，主耶稣还没有来，死那一天就是对我们来讲就是世界末日
So the day that we pass away is actually the day of the end of our world for us.
那 我们要怎么来准备主耶稣再来？
So how do we prepare ourselves for the returning of the Lord?
所以第七节哈
，Verse seven，
要谨慎自守。
It says be sober-minded.
哦，英文叫 sober-minded， 就是头脑要很清醒啊。
In English, a sober-minded, alert, that means your mind is very clear.
那头脑很清楚的反面是什么？迷迷糊糊。
So what's the opposite of not being sober-minded? That means your mind is confused.
有的人哦，世界上头脑是很精明哦。
And some people, to them, the world is very clear.
哪个地方可以抓住机会？
And they know exactly where to grab the opportunities in the world. 哪个地方
可以赚到钱？
And they know exactly where they earn more money.
头脑很清楚。
They're very clear-minded.
哦，但是这里讲啊，谨慎自守，头脑也很清楚，是指的属灵的。
When it says sober-minded, be serious and alert, he's talking about spiritual.
你知道现在是什么时候吗
？Do you know exactly what hour we're living now?
你看那个黑夜哈，越深越深，太阳就快出来了。
So if you look at darkness, when darkness descends, and that means that the light is about to arise.
有谁不同意现在这个世界比挪亚的世代更罪恶谁不同意
Don't we all agree that the age and day we're living right now is more evil than the days of Noah?
有谁不同意现在这个世代比索多玛俄摩拉更罪恶
Would not anyone agree that the days that we live in is actually more evil than the Sodom and Gomorrah?
大家都同意啊
We all agree.
你看挪亚的世代怎么样
Look at the days of Noah.
索多玛的世代怎样
？What does it look like to live in Sodom and Gomorrah？
所以，我们这个世代结局快近了。
And it is true, you know, all things is at hand.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
一节是最后一节，我们学习彼得前书。
This is our last session learning about 1 Peter.
我们先来看彼得前书的第四章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
好，彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4.
第四章万物的结局近了。第七节。
And verse 7 it says the end of all things is at hand.
这个叫让我们的认识我们所处的时候。
This is for us to know the time that we live in.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
When the dark of the night comes, then the day will come.
整个世界在罪里面，这个就是黑暗。
The whole world is in sin, and this is darkness.
那罪越深，白昼就将要来到。
And as the night gets darker, then we know that the day will be coming soon.
圣经说，闪电从东方发出，一直到西边。
The Bible says the lightning strikes from the east to the west.
人子降临也要这样。
And so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
闪电呢很亮。
Lightning is very bright.
所以主耶稣再来，带来光明，带来希望。
When Jesus comes again, he will bring light and hope.
因此万物的结局，对不能得救，这是很悲惨的一件事。
And the end of all things will be a very sorrowful time for those who are not saved.
但是对能够得救的人，这是极大的盼望，极大的喜乐。
But for those who are being saved, then how great a hope and joy this will be.
那要预备这个时候有几件事情。
And we must do some things to prepare for this time.
第一个要谨慎自守。
First, we must be watchful and sober.
也就是说，看英文就是要头脑很清醒啊。
In the English, it means we have to be watchful, alert.
也就是说，不要醉的。
Which is to say, we should not be drunk.
不要醉在这个世界里面。
We should not be drunk with this world.
你看那个没有信的人怎么生活，我也要跟他一样。
If we look at how the non-believers live and we want to be like them.
他是在黑暗里面，你怎么跟他一样？
But they are in the darkness. How can we want to be like them?
所以我们的生活不要去抄别人。
So our lives should be different from others.
我们应该像来到 NSTS 这样查考圣经的话，重新建立我们的观念，然后来更新我们的生活。
Instead, we should be like at NATS, adjusting our perspective and learning how we should live.
所以这个谨慎自守就是指着我们的灵性要非常警醒。
So to be serious and watchful means that we need to be awake in our spirit.
哦，那下面要警醒祷告。
It also says we have to be watchful in our prayers.
哦，当我们很谨慎自守，我们就可以看到末世有很多面临的困难跟挑战。
And if we are serious and sober-minded, then we will see that there are many struggles in the end times.
哦，有时候我们生活越舒服啊，我们头脑的心呢，都在生活里面。
Sometimes, if our lives are very comfortable, then our entire mind is set in our lives.
哦，所以在旧约圣经里面才在讲安逸无虑的有祸的。
And so in the Old Testament, it says that those who are comfortable in their luxury are have woe.
哦，我们找找看哈，那谁能够找得到安逸无虑的有祸的在哪里
？Can you find out where it says that?
在小先知书。
It's in one of the minor prophets.
阿摩斯书哈，找找看。
It's in Amos.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 1.
国为列国之首，人最著名，且为以色列家所归向，在锡安和撒玛利亚山安逸无虑的有祸了。所以这个圣经的话好像一针棒子要当面把你打下去让我醒过来。
The word of God is like a rod that can strike us and wake us up.
我们常常会很羡慕别人，哇，经济这么好，都没有什么忧虑，天天吃喝享受。
Sometimes we admire other people who are financially well off and they can enjoy eating and drinking in their daily lives.
但是这里讲安逸无虑的有祸，不是安逸无虑本身是祸。
It says, woe to you who are at ease. It doesn't mean that being at ease is itself a woe.
安逸无虑本身是神的恩典，因为什么都没有发生，神保守我们。
When we are easy and comfortable, then that is a blessing from God when there's nothing to bother us.
而是因为安逸无虑会造成我们灵性一直好像在睡觉。
But being comfortable, being at ease, will lead our spirits to fall asleep.
所以在第三节
so in verse 3,
你们以为降祸的日子还远。
You who put far off the day of doom.
他为什么以为降祸的日子还远？
Why do these people think the day of doom is far away?
因为第四节，他整个注意力都在他的生活。
Because their entire focus is on their lives.
躺卧在象牙床，舒身在塔上，吃的云中羊羔，棚里的牛犊。第五节。
Verse
5. 这里第四节就讲住的了，吃的了。
In verse 4, it talks about their living places and what they eat.
那第五节弹琴鼓瑟唱消闲歌曲，就是娱乐为自己制造乐器。
In verse 5, it talks about entertainment, these stringed instruments.
然后第六节大碗喝酒。
In verse 6, drinking wine from bowls.
酒就是一种陶醉吧，要 用很大的，让这喝的很多这样来陶醉自己。
And drinking wine is like an escape, and they can drink a lot.
然后用上等油抹身。
And then they are not grieved.
But
they anoint themselves with the best ointments.
Yeah, 就是最好的这个什么保养身体的。
Meaning,
这些什么油啊？
They can use all sorts of fine oils to take care of their skin.
但是这样的生活，下面就说却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
But in their lives, they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
那约瑟的苦难是什么？
What is the affliction of Joseph?
约瑟被卖到埃及。
Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt.
约瑟被陷到监牢。
He was thrown into prison.
所以人一旦哦进到这个很舒服安逸的环境，他怎么会想什么末日逼迫要来到了，要警醒祷告，要克制肉的情欲，很少去想这个事情。
So when people live in the midst of such luxury and comfort materially, it's very difficult for them to think about these difficult things, the coming of the day of the Lord.
哦，好，我们回来啊，彼得前书第四章。
So let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 4.
谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Now we need to be serious and watchful in our prayers.
因为在外在环境很安逸里面啊，如果我们很谨慎的观察，灵性有很大的危险，所以要警醒祷告。
Because when in our lives we have a lot of outward calm, we need to be careful about our inner spiritual lives, and we need to be watchful in our prayers.
如果在很舒服的环境里面，我们没有去观察属灵的啊情况的发生。
Because if in the midst of our comfort, we forget to pay attention to what's happening in our spirit,
那我们就不会警醒祷告啊。
Then we will not be sober and watchful in our prayers.
因为我们只用肉眼看，我们没有用属灵的眼光来看事情。
Because then we look at things only from a fleshly eye, and we forget to look with the spiritual eye.
哦，所以将来哦，时间越到啊，凡是看得越清楚的人，啊，他在灵性上会越追求，祷告会越迫切。
And so as the time draws closer, those who are spiritual will pray more fervently and draw closer to God.
哦。第八节
In verse 8,
最要紧的要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
这个是什么意思？
What does this mean?
比方说弟兄两个人有嫌隙，有什么过节。
For example, there might be some kind of celebration between brothers.
A 也很 B, 恨 B, B 也很讨厌 A。
Oh, there's some kind of enmity between brothers, so A feels hatred for B and vice versa.
这个就是罪啊。
This is a sin.
A 恨 B, 这是罪。B 讨厌 A, 也是罪。
If A hates B and B also finds A annoying, then that is a sin.
那这个如果没有改变，主耶稣再来，我们就带着罪来见主耶稣啊。
And if we don't resolve this, then when Jesus comes, we bring our sin to the Lord Jesus.
那现在要彼此切实相爱。
But here it says we need to have love for one another.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love keeps no record of wrongs.
A 恨 B 一定有一个原因。
For A to hate B, there must be a reason.
而且这个原因是恶的。
And the reason
认为恶的。
And this reason is evil.
那爱就是不计算人的恶，那没有看到他的恶，恨就没有了。
Or this reason is the wrong, and so what we in love we should keep no record of wrongs.
那 B 讨厌 A, 因为你恨我，所以我很讨厌你。
And then B might hate A because A hates B.
那这个也是罪。
And this is also sin.
那现在爱一进来，这个都没有了。
But when love comes in, then this will all be gone.
所以爱能遮掩许多的罪。
So it says love will cover a multitude of sins.
那这样啊，我们在审判的时候才能够坦然无惧。
And only in this way can we have a clear conscience in the judgment.
那从第九节一直到十一节。
From verse 9 to 11.
就是要在教会热心的服侍神。
It teaches us that we must serve in the church fervently.
第十节。
Verse 10.
要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
想请问大家，你有没有对自己的恩赐了解得很清楚？
Let me ask you all, do you have a clear understanding of what your gifts are?
你觉得我对自己的恩赐了解得很清楚的举手。
Please raise your hand if you know clearly what your gifts are.
没有人举手。
No one raised their hand.
想想看。
Let's think about this.
我到高登谷去发现那炊事组这么多组啊。
I went to Garden Grove and I saw that their
炊事啊，煮饭的
cooking team was so numerous, so large.
也有年轻的，也有年老的。
There were elderly and young and youth.
So, 能够炊事就是有煮饭的恩赐啊。
So if you can cook, then that is a gift.
那有的其他教会啊，你看有的信徒很会带慕道者。
And you can look at other churches where there are talented evangelists.
哦，那个就是他的恩赐啊。
And that is their gift.
哦，所以我们教会是一个身体。
So the church is a body.
那每一个人身体的一部分。
And we are all part of the body.
啊。这个身体每一部分都是有用的。
And each part of the body has its use.
哦，那所以我们要了解我在教会里面到底我的用途是什么。
So we need to understand what is our purpose in the body of Christ.
啊，如果已经八十几岁了，我的用途是什么
？If I am already in my eighties, what is my purpose？
我们这里没有八十几岁的。
Is anyone here in their eighties？
哦，八十几岁了，哇，感谢主。
Thank God.
好，八十几岁的用途是什么？
And what is your purpose?
祷告，对对对，
prayer.
这样哦。
Yes.
那女先知亚拿哦，八十四岁。
The prophetess Anna, she was in her 80s.
那她做什么？
And what did she do?
昼夜禁食祷告侍奉神。
She fasted and prayed and served the Lord.
这个就是她在那个年纪里面可以做的。
And this is what she could do at her age.
你可以试试看哦，如果有一个信徒哦，好像对你很冷淡哦。你天天就为他祷告，主啊，赦免他，加添他爱心。哎，过了一段时间，他对你很好。
And you can try this. If there's a member in the church who treats you very coldly, then set aside time to pray for them to have more love, and then you will find gradually they will be very nice to you.
他不知道你在帮他祷告，但是过了一段时间，他怎么对我这么好？真的神在听祷告啊。
And they don't know that you're praying for them, but over time, they will be nice to you. It's because God has listened to your prayer.
所以有什么恩赐要尽量去做。
So if we have any gift, we must use it.
然后在教会每一个人都有一点要扮演一个角色做一些事情。
And within the church, each of us has a role to play and something to do.
这样来建立神的家。
In this way, we build up the house of God.
那从四章的十二节一直到十九节。
From verses 12, chapter 4, verses 12 to 19.
就是在讲要与基督一同来受苦。
It talks about how we must suffer together with Christ.
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
亲爱的弟兄，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。十三节。
13.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦的。使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。信耶稣有一个好处。
There is a goodness in believing in Jesus.
就是受苦可以解释。
Which is that we have an explanation for our sufferings.
你如果没有信耶稣受苦就是什么运气不好啦，别人怎么不对我不好啦，不小心啦，是不是这样？
If you don't believe in Christ, then whatever bad thing happens to you, you will think it was your bad luck, or someone just hates you, or you were not careful.
但我们信耶稣以后，受苦可以解释。
But after believing in Jesus, our sufferings have explanations.
所以解释就是说，我们从圣经的教训或从祷告神给我们的感动，我们可以了解为什么神让这个事情发生。
And the explanation comes through praying and through reading the Bible and sermons.
神要我学什么？
And we can learn then what God wants us to learn.
神要我改变什么？
And what does God want us to change?
神要我做什么？
And what does God want us to do?
所以受苦会使一个人更灵性更成熟。
So suffering will cause a person's spirituality to become more mature.
那以赛亚书里面讲我们受苦神不是神很高兴我们受苦，神也一起受苦。
And the book of Isaiah teaches us that when we suffer, God does not rejoice. In fact, He is suffering with us.
所以有时候我们当父母的在训练小孩子。
Sometimes as parents, when we are training our children,
你没有办法训练一个长不大的小孩
You will never train a child that will not be able to grow up.
那小孩子如果要长大，有时候你要让他吃一点苦
And for the child to grow up, though, you need to allow the child to suffer a little.
在那个受苦的当中 我们内心也很挂心
And as they're suffering, we also feel bad.
但是他经过了那段期间我们就很高兴哇他现在又长得更成熟了。
But as they grow up, then we will rejoice because they have become more mature.
然后这个苦难有将来的盼望。
And the suffering also has a future hope.
所以到的十三节。
In verse 13.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候可以欢喜快乐。
That we can rejoice that when his glory is revealed, we may also partake.
然后十四节。
In verse 14.
所以十三节我们与基督一起受苦。
So in verse 13, when we partake of Christ's sufferings,
这个什么叫做与基督一起受苦？
What does it mean to suffer with Christ?
因为我们的路都是神在带领的。
Because our path is guided by God.
所以我们在受苦当中，基督其实也是与我们同在。
So in the middle of our suffering, Christ is also with us.
所以我们是跟基督一起受苦。
So we suffer with Christ.
然后我们看十四节。
And then verse 14.
你们若为基督的名受苦辱骂，便是有福了。
If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you.
所以圣经里面这里彼得前书一直在重复受苦有两种。
So First Peter repeats how there are two types of suffering.
一个是因为罪而受苦。
First is the suffering we have because of sin.
这个没有价值。
This suffering has no value.
一个是因为义而受苦。
The second is suffering for good.
这个很有福气。
And this, it comes with blessing.
义就是神认为对的事情，我因为这个样子而受苦，这个是福气。
Suffering for good means we do what is right in the eyes of God, and because we do that, then we suffer, and this comes with blessing.
那为基督的名受辱骂，这是什么意思？
And here it says, if we are reproached for the name of Christ, what does that mean?
我为着传扬基督的名，我为着显扬基督的荣耀，因为这样受苦，这个是福气。
If for the sake of preaching the name of Christ or the gospel or glorifying him, we suffer, then this is a blessing.
所以我们在受苦的时候先想，这是不是因为我的错误？
So when we suffer, we need to first think, is this my own wrong?
错误就要悔改，求神帮助。
If it is our wrong, then we need to repent and ask for God to help us.
但是我如果因为义而受苦，感谢主，这是我的福气。
But if we suffer for righteousness' sake, then we thank God, this is our blessing.
好，那我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
这个十四节下面，神荣耀的灵常住在你们的身上。
Or verse 14, the latter half, for the spirit of glory and God of God rests upon you.
这个荣耀的灵就是圣灵常在帮助我们，在我们身上。
The spirit of glory is the Holy Spirit that will often help us.
那下面十四节、十五节就开始讲不要因为罪而受苦。
And verse 15 reminds us that we should not suffer for sin.
那十五节的下半句好管闲事而受苦。
It's in the latter part of verse 15, or as a busybody in other people's matters.
有时候我们想要知道别人的事情，为什么？因为我们想要帮助他。
Sometimes we want to know about other people's business because we want to help them.
所以我们知道以后，我们私下会帮他代祷，或者说怎么设法帮助他。
So that once we know, we can pray for them and know how we can help them.
但是有时候我们很想别人知道别人的事情是好奇心。
But sometimes we want to know other people's matters out of our own curiosity.
好管闲事。
And that is meddling in other people's business.
所以如果我们因为让人觉得我们好管闲事我们因为这样而受苦，这个没有价值。
So if we are meddling in other people's business and they think we are busybodies, then this is suffering without any value.
那有的人他觉得我们可靠，所以他有一些事情要告诉我们让我们来分担他的困难感谢神。
But if others feel that we are trustworthy and they tell us about their suffering so that we can help them, then thank God.
那有时候我们跟他问你有什么困难，或者我可以帮你祷告，这也是感谢神。
And sometimes if we ask others what are their troubles so that we can help pray for them, this is also something to thank God for.
但是如果因为我很好奇，我一直要追问你个人的私事，满足我的好奇心，甚至跟人聊天拿出来讲这个就没有价值。
But if out of our own curiosity and just trying to be in other people's business, we talk about these things, then this is not helpful.
有一次我家人遇见发生一个小车祸。
Once in my family, there was a minor car accident.
有一个信徒就打电话关心。
And there was a member who called us to care for us.
在哪里撞到？
He wanted to know where the accident happened.
几点几分撞到？
And what time?
撞到哪里？
And where? What was hit?
保险公司怎么处理？
And how did the insurance company take care of it?
问了一堆，好像警察在问案。
I felt like it was an interrogation by the police.
所以我们关心人，有时候就是知道那个情况，什么需要我要帮忙，那不是因为我们想要管闲事。
So sometimes we should just know what we need to do to help, not be too meddlesome.
好，16节。
And verse 16.
若要做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻。
Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed.
一个最简单的例子是什么？
What is the easiest example?
吃饭祷告。
Saying grace before a meal.
你敢吗？
Do you dare?
你现在吃饭祷告，别人就看看你。
When you say grace before a meal, people will look at you.
所以有的人就用各种不同的方法，让祷告没有被发现。
So people will use various ways to hide that they are praying.
但是如果因为吃饭祷告而受苦，这也是归荣耀给神。
But if we suffer because we say grace before a meal, then this is also glorifying to God.
那17节开始。
And then verse 17.
审判要从神的家起手。
For the time has come for the judgment.
所以审判从哪里？ 神的家， 神的家就是我们教会。
And it will begin at the house of God, which is the church.
然后能够得救的，就跟主耶稣一起做王，来审判其他的人。
And those who are saved will be made kings with the Lord Jesus to judge others.
所以我们跟主耶稣一起做王，这是真的。
So it is true that we will be kings with Christ.
所以我们用耶稣的名可以赶鬼啊。
We can cast out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus.
就是跟他一起做王。
And that is being kings with him.
将来审判的时候，我们要跟他一起审判外邦人。
And later during the judgment, we will also sit in judgment with him of the Gentiles.
那如果从我们开始审判，下面讲，那不信从神福音的将有何等的结局呢？
And then verse 17, it says, if it begins with us, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?
18节。
Verse 18.
若是义人仅仅得救，那不敬虔和罪人有何等可赞呢？
Now if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear?
义人仅仅得救。
If the righteous one is scarcely saved.
如果得救是60分，这个仅仅得救大概是刚好60分过去了。
If being saved means you have to give 60 points, then scarcely being saved means you just got 60 points and you just got saved.
那不敬虔跟犯罪的人，那真的是非常凄惨的事情。
And so the ungodly and the sinner, then it will be very pitiful for them.
那这个结论是什么？
So what is the conclusion here?
就是19节。
Verse 19.
那照神旨意受苦的要一心为善，将自己灵魂交托那信实造化的主。所以这个19节，要照着神的旨意受苦。
Verse 19 tells us that we must suffer according to the will of God.
然后一心为善。
And we have to commit our souls to him in doing good.
然后把我们自己交给神。
We have to commit our souls to him.
这样看起来，受苦是有意义的。
So from this we can see that suffering has meaning.
所以我们做基督徒不要怕受苦。
So as Christians, we should not fear suffering.
我们刚才看诗篇的90篇。
Let's look at Psalm 90.
摩西的祷告。
The prayer of Moses.
诗篇的90篇。
Psalm 90.
15节。
Verse 15.
诗篇90篇的15节。
Psalm 90, verse 15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。这是摩西的祷告。
This is a prayer of Moses.
摩西没有求神让他不要受苦。
Moses did not pray that God does not give him any suffering.
这里讲，求你照着你使我们受苦，所以受苦有时候是从神来的。
It says in which you have afflicted us, so the suffering sometimes comes from God.
那受苦有时候是用天来算，一天、两天、五十天、一百天。
And suffering can be counted in days, one day, 10 days, 150 days.
啊，然后有时候用年算，一年、两年、四十年。
And also in years, 1 year, 2 years, 40 years.
哦，所以啊，人如果要爱神，过一个有意义的生活，受苦是免不了的。
So if a person wants to live a life, a godly life, then we cannot avoid suffering.
但是求你照我们的苦难叫我们喜乐。
But he says, make us glad according to the days in which we have been afflicted.
啊，特别我们现在得圣灵。
Especially now that we have received the Holy Spirit.
常常祷告。
We can pray often.
我们就可以从圣灵得到安慰，得到喜乐。
Then we can receive comfort and joy from the Holy Spirit.
那如果受苦有喜乐哦，受苦就不是很可怕了，不可怕，因为很喜乐。
If we can have joy in the midst of our suffering, then suffering is no longer to be feared because we can have joy.
我们最怕的是受苦没有喜乐。
What is most awful, though, is suffering without joy.
哇，受苦没有喜乐，这很难过的。
Then it is very difficult.
哦，所以你想哦，保罗被关到监牢，他很痛苦吗？
If you think when Paul was in prison, was he suffering?
从肉体看起来好像很痛苦啊。
It looked from the flesh like yes, he was indeed in a lot of pain.
但是腓立比书从第一章一直到最后就是喜乐。
But if you read Philippians from the first verse to the end, it's full of joy.
所以肉体虽然很痛苦，但是内心与神同在，充满着喜乐，所以监牢也没有关系啊。
And so, from a spiritual perspective, even though he was imprisoned, he was so full of joy from the beginning to the end.
啊，所以我们的受苦可以求神给我们喜乐的心。
So in the midst of our suffering, we can ask God to give us a joyful heart.
哦，那受苦有意义，有赏赐，又有喜乐，那就可以感谢神了。
So if in the midst of our suffering we have meaning, we have hope for our reward, and we have joy, then we can be thankful to God.
好，那到第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter 5.
第五章啊，就在讲另外一个苦。
First Peter chapter 5 talks about a different type of suffering.
所以我们从第二章开始就在讲受苦。
From chapter 2 onward, we've been talking about suffering.
要做虔诚的基督徒，要受苦。
If we want to live a godly life, we must suffer.
那第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章的另外一个所谓受苦就是牧养神的羊群。
Another type of suffering is in shepherding the flock of God.
神的羊群就是教会的信徒。
The flock of God are the believers of Christ.
这个教会的牧养工作要怎么做呢？才能做得好？
How can we shepherd the flock so that it is successfully?
你如果看现在的父母哦，现在年轻当父母。
If you look at the parents today,
有时候他没有进到会堂来聚会啊。夫妻两个在祷告室，有的就留在外面。
You see that often they don't come into the chapel for worship; they will just hang out outside.
那有的小孩子一哭，阿公阿嬷也去了，四个人看一个小孩子。
And then when the child cries, then the grandparents will go. So there are four adults looking at one child.
所以我们现在养小孩子好像很累的样子。
So nowadays when we have children, it seems very tiresome.
所以那生两三个真的很勇敢。
So it's brave if you have two or three children.
那想想看哦，新受洗的信徒，他就是出生的婴孩。
But let's consider a newly baptized believer. He or she, they are new babes in Christ.
有的信主几十年哦，他还是吃奶，所以他还是婴孩。
And there are also some members who, after decades of believing, they are still drinking milk, so they are like infants.
你怎么知道他吃奶？
And we know they are drinking milk.
因为彼得前书讲的这一些，他听不下去了。
Because they are not able to take in the what's discussed in 1 Peter.
我来教会就是要得神的恩典，要多讲一些主耶稣爱你，给你平安，困难给你做依靠，这个他听不下去。
They just want to come and listen to a message about the love and the blessings of Jesus. They cannot listen to the message like in 1 Peter about suffering.
那我们就知道，他是信耶稣，但是他还在婴孩。
And we know that this is a member who, though he believes in Christ, he is still an infant.
那婴孩，你可以把新受洗交给他吗？
But can you give an to this infant a newly baptized member?
你可以想想看啊，婴孩照顾婴孩会发生什么事情？
You can imagine what will happen if an infant takes care of another infant.
哦，所以啊，现在婴孩要长大。
So then you want the infant to grow up.
啊，那我们养两个婴孩都很难的，所以你如果做。要牧养工作，只叫教会的长子传道两三个做不好了。
So, to take care of one infant is already very difficult. So, if you ask the ministers only to do it, then it will be very hard.
哦，那谁要做
？So, who should do it?
长大成熟的都可以来帮忙。
Anyone who is spiritually mature can help.
哦，所以这个教会牧养工作如果做得好你会发现里面有很多人在帮忙。
So if the pastoring work is done correctly in the church, you will find many people who are able to help.
那怎么帮忙？
And how do they help?
有的就是分区。
And sometimes we can divide into districts.
一个大的教会分作几区。
A large church can be divided into smaller districts.
那这个几区选了负责人。
And within the district, you choose a coordinator.
他们有一个很小的组织，这样来照顾那一区的信徒。
And then within that group, they can take care of each other.
那有的是学校，它有一个团契。
And sometimes within a school, they have a fellowship.
那有的是用年纪来分年长的，它有一个团契。
And some churches divide by age group. For the elderly, for example, they have a group.
那这一个大的教会分作很多的小组，里面都有人在负责，那这个牧养工作才做得好。
So within a large church, if they can divide into smaller groups that then care for each other, then this is a good pastoring work.
但是从第五章第一节到第四节是在讲做长老的。
But chapter 5 verses 1 through 4 talks about being an elder.
那我不是长老啊。
And we think we're not elders.
这个长老是带领教会的。
The elders are those who lead the church.
那我们不是长老，我们可以跟教会带领牧养的工作配合，让我们来分担一点点工作。
And if we're not elders, we can still help assist in this work.
所以我们的责任没有这么大，但是这里在讲做长老的这些心态我们可以学习。
And so even though we may not have this much as much responsibility, we can still learn from the attitude that is discussed here.
那我们要帮忙做牧养工作第一个是动机。
So for us to do this pastoring work, first we must have the right motivation.
第二个是态度。
And second, the right attitude.
那动机是什么？
What is the right motivation?
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
我这做长老做基督受苦见证的，基督受苦的见证是什么？
What is the witness of the sufferings of Christ?
就是主耶稣被钉十字架。
Which is, that is the crucifixion of Christ.
彼得他一生痛哭过一次。
Peter once wept bitterly.
是什么？
Why?
三次否定耶稣。
Because he denied Jesus three times.
那他否定那个耶稣钉在十字架。
He denied the Christ who was to be crucified.
耶稣为谁死？
Who did Christ die for?
耶稣为否定他的彼得死。
Jesus died for the Peter who denied him three times.
所以这里讲做受苦的见证，就是见证主耶稣钉十字架，就是见证主的爱。
To be a witness of the sufferings of Christ is to be a witness of his crucifixion and his love.
如果主的爱真的充满在我们内心，
If the love of Christ really fills in us,
我们会觉得很亏欠，
then we will feel lacking, not worthy.
耶稣为我而死，
because Christ has died for us.
我到底为他做什么？
What have I done for him?
我们真的会很亏欠。
And we will feel this debt.
那从这样亏欠的心想要为来做一些事情来报答神的爱。
And from that heart of debt, indebtedness, then we will want to repay the love of Christ.
那这样我们在做圣工就会很自动自发，因为我是要报答神的爱，不是谁勉强我的。
Then our work in Christ, in church will not be from being forced to do it, but from our desire to help and to repay the love of God.
我去照顾那个信徒是因为我要报答神的爱。
We will want to take care of other members because we want to repay the love of God.
这个是最纯的动机。
This is the purest motivation.
那第一节的后半后来要显得荣耀。
And the latter half of verse 1,
a
partaker of the glory. What is that glory?
第四节。
Verse 4.
到这牧长显现的时候，你们必得那不能衰残荣耀的冠冕。
When the Christ shepherd, chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory.
就主耶稣再来，我们在天上有荣耀的冠冕。
When Jesus comes again, we will receive a crown of glory.
所以我们做牧养的工作，第一个就是要报答神已经给我的爱，他救我。
So our motivation for doing holy work should be that we want to repay the love of God who saved us.
第二个就是要得到那天上不能荣耀的冠冕。
And the second is to receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
那接下去态度是什么？
And then what is the right attitude?
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
牧养群羊在你们中间，神的羊群，按着神的旨意照管他们。不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。这个地方讲啊，不是勉强，乃是甘心。
It says here not by compulsion but willingly.
甘心就是说我自己愿意做的，不是谁叫我做的。
Willingly means that not that someone assigned us and forced us to do it, but we want to do it.
所以我们在教会圣工，不是说看到谁的面子，我在教会做圣工，这样没有意思啊。
When we do holy work, it's not just to see someone's face that we want to do holy work.
是因为神的爱感动我，不是看谁的面子。
It is because the love of God has moved us, not because we want to see somebody's face.
所以是出于甘心。
So it should be done willingly.
那不是贪财，那是出于乐意。
And not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
贪财啊，就是说个人能够得到什么好处。
Dishonest gain means when we can have our personal gain from the work.
我是很乐意去做的，不是为着得到什么好处，没有好处我也很愿意做。
That we should do the work even when we have no benefit, personal benefit.
那第三节。
In verse 3.
不是辖制所托付的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
这个辖制所托付的就是一种权力。
Being lords over those entrusted gives you a power.
我现在的牧养这一群人他们都要听我的话不是因为这个样子。
It should not be, oh, now I am entrusted over this flock, so they have to listen to everything I say.
那我现在牧养他，我要做他的榜样。
Instead, if we have to be shepherds over the flock, we have to be their example.
让他能够跟着我来走。
So that they can follow me.
就好像我跟着主耶稣这样。
Just like I follow Christ.
所以这个是有一点责任，有一点压力。
So this is a responsibility and a pressure.
这个是我们在教会里面做参与牧养工作的一个动机与态度。
And this should be the motivation and the attitude as we do pastoring work in the church.
那第五节一直到第七节在讲要顺服。
And then verses 5-7 talks about submission.
要顺服神。
Submission to God.
那怎么顺服神？
How do we submit to God?
就是要彼此顺服，就是顺服神。
We have to be submissive to one another, and that is to be submissive to God.
所以如果有一个年轻人，他讲的意见是神的旨意，我们虽然年纪可以做他爸爸公公，我们也要听这个就是顺服神，因为他讲的合神的旨意。
If a young person states an opinion that is according to the will of God, then even though they are younger than us, so we can be their parents or grandparents, we should still listen if it is the will of God.
No, 年幼要顺服年长。
And those who are younger need to listen to those who are older.
这样才有次序。
And so there is an order.
那最后要抵挡魔鬼。
And lastly, we need to be victorious over Satan.
所以第八节。
Or defend against Satan.
魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
Because the devil is like a roaring lion.
第九节。
Verse 9.
要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
And we need to resist him steadfastly in the faith.
所以牧养工作一个难题就是魔鬼好像狮子，他要吞吃我们所牧养的羊。
And so the danger in pastoring work is that Satan is like this lion seeking to devour the sheep that we oversee.
所以要谨守警醒。
So we need to be sober-minded and watchful.
常常注意我们所牧养的那些群羊。
We need to often pay close attention to the sheep that we shepherd.
这个礼拜怎么没有来聚会啊？
Why didn't they come this Sabbath?
我们就跟那一区的信徒跟谁负责，请他联络一下，到底有什么困难？
And then we asked that district to inquire to see if they have any difficulties.
两三个礼拜没有来我们本身就去联络一下。
And if they didn't come for a couple of weeks, we can go and contact them.
有一些原因啊，我们要帮他们祷告。
And if there's some reason, we need to pray for them.
啊，那这样啊，我们就可以把牧养工作往上提升，更少人会流失。
And in this way, we can advance in the pastoring work so that fewer sheep are lost.
啊，一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.